Hello and welcome to Ace Your Space, Declutter Your Life, Free Your Time, Reclaim Your Energy. I'm Leanne Pruitt, your host, and I am very excited for today's interview. We are talking with Master Michelle Gavin. Michelle, Master Michelle, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here and part of your program.
I'm excited to have you. Let me tell you guys about what you're in for. Michelle Chin Gavin is a trainer and instructor in energy arts and brain education. She is currently the assistant regional manager of body and brain yoga and Tai Chi in the San Francisco Bay Area. And she's the main trainer at their Santa Clara location. So my West Coast people, that's where you can find her. For the past 15 years, Michelle has shared yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong, meditation, breathing, and energy healing methods in Atlanta, New York City, Long Island, Seattle, and now she's in the San Francisco Bay Area. Now, East meets West both in Michelle's mind and body practice, as well as her ethnic background and upbringing. She grew up on various Air Force bases around the world, and it instilled in her a love for people, their life stories, and their journey. Michelle worked in psychology and social services, education, and with nonprofits trying to find the best way for people to heal and live to their fullest potential. She chose to shift her life's work to the energy arts, having experienced firsthand the power of principles and energy work to create true healing and lasting change. Wow, that is so exciting.
Thank you so much. That's the truth.
And you've been so many, you've done this in so many different places. So that's really neat.
Yes.
So can you tell me a little more about your journey, like how you got where you are?
Sure. Actually, interestingly, I've just come back from Taiwan back in 2005 and returned to Atlanta. And I was working at a children's psychiatric hospital at that time. And I think it was a lot more stress than I was willing to admit. So that was kind of that moment where I had to kind of meet myself and all the discomfort and all of my stress and kind of take one step forward. So I kind of realized I needed something. I wasn't handling it all very well. And I found the Body and Brain Center near where I was living in Atlanta. And I don't think I expected it to be more than just yoga, like I'd seen it on TV. There's some stretching. I was actually training for a half marathon at that time. And I thought, I'll just add this to my routine. But when I stepped in, everything changed pretty quickly. As someone who spent a whole lifetime trying to figure out how to heal, especially focusing on others, but not so much focusing on myself in terms of my own healing, that moment changed everything. So when I stepped in being guided and using principle as a way to watch your growth and somewhere to come back to. So this journey of coming back to myself became a really truthful one and a very meaningful one. So through myself, I felt like, oh, this is important. This is what I want to share.
So you had not done any yoga or Tai Chi or anything like that up to that point?
Exactly. I had been an athlete up to that point. And just being from the Asian descent, we dabble in the energy arts, but nothing very sincerely and nothing with any actual practice.
So you use the term energy arts. What does that refer to, like the Tai Chi and the yoga, or what does that refer to?
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of where we are in society these days. It's a big umbrella head of energy work. And underneath that umbrella head, many things fall within that. So meditation, breathing, deep stretching and yoga, Tai Chi and Qigong. All of these are practices that allow you to move energy. And particularly, in the flow, you want to release this energy that you don't need. That's really important. Then you need to accumulate energy into the core of your body and circulate that energy and then learn how to maintain it on your own.
Okay. Got it. I like that. I mean, I like that, but I've never actually heard it explained that way. I know a lot of people that do yoga and stuff like that, but I like that. That's interesting. So now the title of this online show is Ace Your Space, Declutter Your Life, Free Your Time, Reclaim Your Energy, which we were just talking about. So what does that title mean to you? What is Ace Your Space or the whole title? What does that mean to you?
You know, I love that you're doing this program and I love the title of it. I think it's fantastic, especially as I look at it through the eyes of energy. But when you said Ace Your Space, I just feel like, do people know what they want? And part of knowing what you want is, do you know who you are? So I feel like your space is going to be a reflection of what you think, how you feel, what you believe, and how you want to feel. And if you're not clear about that, it's really hard to create your space or change it.
Got it. So really acing your space is first knowing what you want and then creating the space that supports that.
Absolutely.
I love that. Well, you know, and of course, you know, I do decluttering. I help people with their clutter. And when they think of that, they first think of physical clutter. But, you know, Master Michelle, I really think that clutter is anything that gets in the way of you, people, and what they want in their life. I mean, it can be, you know, it's certainly, you know, it can be mental, emotional clutter. And, you know, and when it is standing in the way of people, it really does, you know, cause a great deal of stress and anxiety, which can sometimes make it hard to address the clutter, which sort of perpetuates that cycle. So how can tools like, you know, yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong, meditation, breath work, the energy work that you talk about, how can that help address that?
Oh, so it's a great question. So it's really about coming back to yourself, and there's these methods you can use, whether it's a combination of yoga, Tai Chi, breathing and meditation, or one of those elements. But the point is to use that mindfulness training to focus inward. And then as you do that, the idea energetically is that you want to bring the energy down and away from your thoughts and all the emotion, bring it down into your core, which is your second chakra. In our practice, we call it Banjan, which means energy center. But that's your core, right down below the belly button, right in your lower abdomen. We need the energy to get grounded there. So you need a way to do that and a way to feel that. So stretching, deep stretching with breath, very powerful. Breathing in and of itself, very powerful. And even Tai Chi or Qigong practice is like a slow moving meditation where you're focusing in the present moment and bringing your mind in so that you can catch what's happening inside of you, or even a sitting meditation practice.
And, you know, I think that often, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head, because so often when we're in anxiety or fear or these emotions that cause stress, we're not in our present moment. We're thinking about something from the past or something that could, you know, that we've created that could happen in the future. A way to get back to that is just be present in the moment and kind of lower that. So I love
that.
So now how are, and I think you may have explained this, but, I'll ask it anyway, how are practices like yoga and Tai Chi related to meditation?
I believe they're all part of it. So it's, in particular in our practice, we really combine, we're really dynamic in our approach, but a class, like a regular class flow for us would be walking you through warming up and moving into deep stretching to pull your mind from all the things that you're thinking about. And any emotions you're stepping in with, and start to come back to the feeling of your body. It's kind of the easiest place to focus in the beginning. Before you just feel stimulated by pain, just coming back to the feeling of your body through stretch, through breath, and sometimes the discomfort of coming back into your body. But even that means at least you're present. Mm-hmm. And then through that stretching, now that you're more connected, you can do breath work, which is now starting to relax internally, your organs, your brain, your internal organs, so that your muscles relax more deeply. And that brings you right into a place where, because you're more grounded, your energy is more centered. If we introduce meditation, and we do an energy meditation, maybe we can do a little bit here today, but an energy meditation that brings you in, focusing on a sense of energy. And to get there, to feel the energy, your mind and body need to connect. You need to come back to a place where you're more neutral.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That sounds like that it just sounds calming to hear about it.
Great. We can try.
Yep. So when people want to start a yoga or a Tai Chi practice or something like that, you know, what mistakes do you see that they make?
Probably most common from my view is they often want to put a timing on it. So one of the most popular questions when someone calls is, how long will it take for me to achieve this goal that I have? How many classes do you think I need to get there? And everyone's journey is very different. When we're starting from is very different. How sincerely you take those classes and how well you are able to bring your mind in to catch it all is all dependent on these variables. So it's hard to put a timeline on it. But also when you put a timeline on it, you have a deep expectation So it's really to step in with this sincere wish to heal or to grow or to focus on that goal that you have, whether it's to manage your stress better, to manage your emotions better, or to know yourself better, but without this time limit, and just let yourself experience it. And some people walk in, they want to watch it. It's kind of a big thing. So if they're nervous about it and they're new, they want to watch a class. And my answer is always no. And they're like, but why can't I watch it? Because watching it is just putting you in the place of thinking. You're still in your head. You're just watching and thinking, kind of judging what you don't know until you do it with your body. So a big part of any yoga practice is the experience. It's an experiential journey. You've got to do it in your body so that you bump into the things that are uncomfortable in you.
Jeanette, you mentioned something about like having a having something, was it a goal or something, like you said, what do you want to get out of it? Do you advise people to have something that they want to achieve from taking the classes or doing the work?
Absolutely. And that's kind of true of like having any kind of intention. When you wake up in the morning, you should have a goal for your day, an intention for your day. Even if it's just, I want to be really peaceful. I want to be able to flow through my to-do list magically. Great. Those are all, but if you know what you want, then energy can come together for that. And you can start to design your day towards what you want so that you're not just sort of aimlessly going through your day, which gives you more space for tension to come in.
So what advice would you give people that want to start being more mindful or intentional? Like, well, I guess that's a good thing. Like setting an intention for the day is one thing, but what are some other practices or some other things that you can suggest?
You know, in simple ways, it's taking the things that you love and turning those things into your meditation so that you can practice sincerity and mindfulness without a stress of something that seems awkward or different. So for some people, cooking is their meditation. You know, you've met those people who, once they're in the kitchen, they just light up. They don't really, they're not thinking, but they're sort of happy in their own space. They're not happy because someone made them happy. Or those people who love to garden. And once they have those tools in their hand, they're touching the soil, they're just in their own bubble. That is their meditation. So if they can just have something in their day where they can just bring their mind in and be present, it would be the beginning of creating peace.
I love that. That's a great idea. I'm cooking is not it for me, and gardening is not it for me, but I love doing stained glass, and I love doing watercolor and stuff like that. So that would be my thing. So
yeah, the arts is perfect. Absolutely. Yeah. We define our thing.
Yep. Now you mentioned like, actually we could try an energy meditation.
Absolutely.
Can we give it a try? Maybe it would be great to help me and help the audience to.
Okay, sure. Can we do it with music?
Sure, of course.
All right, let me get this ready for us. Okay, as I prepare the music, you can just rub your hands together. Yep, and then you can rub outside and inside, just sort of stimulating your organ system. So a big part of the practice is not just to follow the chakra system, which are energy centers in the body, but also the acupuncture points and the meridian channels so that we flow with the energy internally. So as you warm up your hands, try closing your eyes and feel them. And then, Leanne, if you could let me co-host or share music, is that possible?
Let's see if we can do this. We certainly can. Well, I don't know if I can do this. Come on now.
The menu on the right.
Well, now I'm sharing mine.
Right. That's very good.
Okay, wait a minute.
Did you click on my screen, the little three-dot menu on my screen? There should be a code.
Okay. All righty. Allow, make host.
Or co-host. Is that an option?
If that's not an option, but I will make you a host.
Do you want to change that? I'll give it back to you right after.
Okay, there we go.
All right, let's share this music. All right, back to rubbing our hands. Okay, and for those of anyone in the interview that's watching, if you can sit up nice and straight, rubbing your hands, and then feel your breath. Inhale through your nose, and exhale from your mouth. You're going to slowly stop rubbing your hands. Good. And start to bring the tips of your fingers together and start to tap them together. If you're not sure, you're welcome to open your eyes. Just tapping the tips of your fingers together and starting to bring your awareness to your hands, to your fingertips. Breathing in through your nose. Exhaling comfortably from your mouth. Good. Starting to straighten up your spine, stretching your spine from your tailbone to the very top of your head. Feeling your shoulders drop back and your chest open. Good. Tapping your fingertips. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Slowly stop. And leave about 2 inches of space between. Good. And with your eyes closed, keep allowing the spine to stretch up towards the top of your head, like a flower stretching towards the sun. And feel the space between your hands. And you're starting to awaken that sense of energy that we all have. So slowly open your hands a little bit wider. And open your hands a little bit closer. Again, open your hands a little wider. And slowly open your hands a little closer. Imagine you're making a ball of energy. Energy goes wherever we focus our minds. So keep sensing the space between your hands. Imagining you're making an energy ball. You can try to look at just focusing on your own strength. You're sensing that state. Do an energy shower after. So sweep your face. Good. And sweep off your whole body. What did you feel, Leanne?
I could certainly feel the energy in between my hands back and forth, and it was just really relaxing. Fantastic. So I enjoyed that.
Great. It was very brief, but it's just a moment of you're sensing what you already have, just energy. Energy is always flowing through your body. It's just trying to bring your mind to what's there.
I love that. Thank you, Master Michelle.
Thanks for letting me share it.
Thank you. All right, I got a couple more questions for you.
Yes.
So what was your favorite book as a child?
I know, that's interesting. I just recently was thinking about Amy Tan. So for me, maybe child is a stretch, but I was in high school. And my favorite book was actually The Joy Luck Club.
Okay.
So for me, it was really powerful because I was half Asian and half white American. And it was very confusing for me. And that book, when I read it, just suddenly everything made sense. I feel like my childhood made sense and my future made sense.
Was that one of the Amy Tan? I think she was probably one of the earlier contemporary writers that wrote about the Asian American experience.
Correct. So she rocked my world. That book rocked my world. I felt some sense of peace and understanding of my life at that moment. So I'm really grateful to Amy Tan.
I love that. Now, when was the last time you did something for the first time?
I feel like I try to do things for the first time often. Mm-hmm. But probably my most significantly exciting ones was about 2 years ago. I was in New Zealand for a meditation tour. I was staffing one of our meditation tours, and we got there a little early with my group from Washington, Seattle at that time. And I bungee jumped off of the Auckland Bridge, and I felt like if that wasn't being present, I don't know what is.
That was definitely being present. I love that.
It was thrilling. It was wonderful.
That's certainly a big first time thing.
Yeah, it was a good practice of letting go.
I love that. Master Michelle, I think you have a gift for the audience.
I do. So you can visit my website, which is bodyn.com/Santa Clara. Mm-hmm. And I'm offering 20-minute free one-on-one consultations. You can do them by phone or you can do them by Zoom. You can book right on the website directly. And then for any events that we do going forward, they can follow us on our social media, which is Facebook and Instagram, bodyn.brain.santa Clara.
Perfect. So we'll have a link to that below this video. They could do like an energy thing with you.
Absolutely. Like totally. A one-on-one version.
That would be so much fun. Yes.
Yay. I'm excited to share it.
So, if you could leave people with one action that they could take to help them declutter their life, what would that be?
I guess kind of the theme of this entire talk was how important it is to know themselves. So if they could just even take time, if they can't meditate or join a yoga class or join a Tai Chi class, or then even in their own space, pause and check in and ask, what do I really want? Mm-hmm.
It's like, I think so often that we do go off on, we're on autopilot a lot of the time, and a lot of the time we may think we know what we want, but it's mainly what maybe somebody else wants or somebody thinks we should have. So that's really good. Would you just say kind of drop in and ask yourself and just
pause. Yeah, be in the garden in your backyard, sit on your deck, go for a walk, and ask what you really want, so that you can create the space the way you really want to be. And like you said, not because it's supposed to be clean or it's supposed to look a certain way or it's better for someone else. So what's best for you?
I've got that. Thank you so much. Master Michelle, I have so loved talking with you today.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed it. I think that you've given the audience a lot of things to really think about and some really great practices. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for hosting this event. I think it's important in people's lives, and I'm great that we can speak about the energy part of it.
Thanks so much. Okay.
Yes.
Audience, I am so happy that you are here with me today. I want you to make sure you check your emails. There are another couple of really great AsureSpace interviews coming to you tomorrow. So until then, I'll see you later. Bye-bye.